the second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, as you may be aware, there was another G20 meeting that was going on, and not much got accomplished. But there was an interesting debate, I guess would be a good word for it, war of words, whatever, where the United States got up and basically continued this pattern of China bashing that we have seen in our corporate media, even Phyllis Schlafly, where it's always China's doing these things wrong, and China's doing this, and China's doing that. The Chinese representative basically got up and faced the U.S. down, and did it by simply telling the truth of what's going on. The United States is living off printed money. The entire U.S. economy is a fake. There is nothing backing the so-called prosperity of the U.S. because it's all debt. There's nothing backing the U.S. dollar other than U.S. military threat of military force. China and the G20... No, just as you do. The U.S. is at the end of this little pyramid scheme bank that we have been forced to serve and slave to for 100 years. The reason people are going to the yuan, the renminbi, and the ruble is because those currencies are supported by nations that have good manufacturing and agricultural exports. If you accept a yuan in trade, you can take it back to China and trade it for manufactured goods or agriculture. The U.S., because it got lazy living off of Bretton Woods, and because Harvard Business School created a generation of business managers with no respect for manufacturing and agriculture, We let it go away. We've let our manufacturing slip away for the last 30 years, going back to the 1980s. And nobody wants American agricultural produce because of the GMO disaster. So if you take a dollar international trade and you bring it back to the United States, there really isn't a whole lot of anything useful you can get for it. Even our much vaunted military weapon systems that used to represent a major part of our exports, people don't want to buy that stuff anymore. A lot of them go over to Israel, where Israel's copied our weapon systems, fixed the problems, and they sell them cheaper. Okay, now Dan the Man is now in our control room if you want to call on in and get on the show. Again, that's 800-313-9443. I want to talk about what's going on with Bitcoin. Because as you're probably aware, earlier in the week, there was a major Bitcoin exchange where supposedly hundreds of millions of dollars in real value simply vanished, may have been stolen. The exchange was shut down and everybody's saying, oh, Bitcoin is going down under, Bitcoin's going under. I've never been enthusiastic about Bitcoin. not because I don't think virtual currencies are going to work, because most of our currencies are virtual now. The dollar is mostly virtual, running around the computer systems of the banks. I was lukewarm on Bitcoin because there really didn't seem to be any backing to it. And I was very, very alarmed by this so-called process of Bitcoin mining, which to me looked like a crowdsourced system to break public encryption keys. And I was very concerned about that at the time. Now, that being said, I'm looking carefully at the problems Bitcoin has been having. And overall, generally, Bitcoin seems to be trading very well until there's one of these big, spectacular collapses of a Bitcoin exchange. And I'm wondering, is this really just the natural birth pains of a new way of commerce, or is this being engineered? And that's a legitimate question, because remember, the Federal Reserve is absolutely dedicated to the idea that we will never use any other form of exchange than these little pieces of ink and paper we are required to borrow from the Federal Reserve at interest. Now remember, when you look at a Federal Reserve note, and it says right up on there, this note is legal tender for all transactions, public and private. The word that is not there is the word only. There is no law that says the Federal Reserve note is the only currency we can use. We can use whatever currencies we're willing to trade with each other. The Federal Reserve doesn't like that. They didn't like the Liberty Dollar, and they certainly did not like the Bitcoin, because the Bitcoins did not enter circulation as a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve. So I'm kind of looking at this latest Bitcoin exchange and the huge, spectacular, quite newsworthy collapse. And I'm wondering, did somebody from the Federal Reserve, going through some cutouts, fund the start of this exchange for the express purpose of at some point taking it down to destroy confidence in the Bitcoin? Now, again, I'm not really enthusiastic about Bitcoin. I don't accept them at my website. I wouldn't even know what to do with them. Okay, but looking at the spectacular way this exchange collapsed, the possibility of a massive theft of hundreds of millions of dollars not hundreds of millions, but millions of dollars in value. It almost seems too good to be true from the point of view of the Federal Reserve. And we know, if you go back and you read All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, what bankers will do to maintain your enslavement, assassinations, coup d'etats, wars, I mean, setting up a phony Bitcoin exchange that is intended to be crashed and destroy the credibility of Bitcoin. That's small potatoes for these banker types. And I think we need to look very, very closely at exactly what happened and how this exchange came into being. And we need to look for links between this now defunct Bitcoin exchange and Wall Street. Because I think there's a good probability we're going to find them there. All right. Now, story coming out of the Examiner. Peasants with pitchforks and torches. And it's talking about the fact that the U.S. government is finally beginning to realize just what the American people are feeling out here in terms of the anger and the resentment. And the story is starting from the revelation that during the upcoming, during the last summer recess, where members of Congress normally would be out there with the voters and their constituents, that a surprising number of members of Congress canceled the town hall meetings and just sort of stayed out of sight because they're getting very nervous. They understand there's a lot of anger out here. Now, of course, that anger's been building for a very, very long time. And will this provoke the government to do something reckless? It might. And I'm reminded again earlier in the week, I was watching White House spokeslug Jay Carney talking about why it was okay for the U.S. to recognize this new unelected government in the Ukraine that had deposed an elected government because that elected government was corrupt and incompetent. And I could see it on his face. He knew he was describing the U.S. I mean, look at Obamacare. They're incompetent in their corruption. I mean, if you want to talk about a government that is absolutely not able to do anything useful, that's the U.S. far more than the former government of the Ukraine. And the corruption, I mean, look at the headlines we've been posting to whatreallyhappened.com. It's hard to find anybody in the federal government who isn't corrupted to some extent. I mean, if corruption and incompetence is justification for kicking out a government, we certainly have that case here. We absolutely do. All righty, we're coming up on another commercial break. When we come back, there's been an update on that California student who was basically blocked from handing out the Constitution on his campus. There's a happy ending to this story. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this student, Robert Van Kunin, 26 years old. And he was a student at Modesto Junior College. Now, last September 17th, which is National Constitution Day, He was on campus handing out copies of the United States Constitution. And the school administrators said, you cannot do that. The college had a designated free speech zone, which you were allowed to use as long as you applied ahead of time to the school administration and detailed exactly what you would be saying in this little tiny free speech zone that's way over here, out past the gardener's shack. Well, Tunin took him to court. And basically, the college has now settled with him for $50,000 and an agreement to revise its speech codes. Now, obviously, this is good news for Tunin. His college education is now paid for, and he's not going to have to sell his soul to the devils over there at the student loan place. But this should never have happened. And again, when I was college age, which was admittedly a long time ago, universities and colleges were places for freedom of expression, of new ideas, to explore new ways of running the country, to explore new ways of living your life. That was where you went to look at new ideas. And today, we are seeing the colleges and universities have become the most hardline enforcers of the status quo, to the point where they don't even want you handing out the Constitution. And then they wonder why fewer and fewer people want to sign up for these education programs here. Now, interesting video just came in from one of the members here. Over in North Carolina, Senator Kay Hagan, who is one of the members of Senate up for re-election this November, is out there speechifying and stumping around and was asked questions about all the problems with Obamacare. And her answer was, there are no problems with Obamacare. It's all the insurance companies. It's the fault of the insurance companies. They're the ones who made this, you know, messed up. You know, the website's fine, Obamacare's fine, the law is fine, all this stuff is fine. You know, it's the insurance companies. So that's apparently their talking point going into November. And again, this is how government works. Nobody in Washington, D.C. has the sense of honor or responsibility to stand up and say, yeah, we made a mistake. Let's back off, rethink, and fix it. All of their thinking, especially in election year, is let's find somebody else to blame for it. I mean, that's the definition of being a politician right there in a nutshell. Take credit for everything good that happens, even if you had nothing to do with it, and find somebody else to blame for everything that bad happens, especially if you had something to do with it. That's what politics is. And we're seeing that all the way up to the top with Obama himself. Amazing here. Now, an article coming out of Washington's blog, The Secret Playbook of Social Media Censors. And now that Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden have confirmed and proved the presence of government-paid shills, trolls, jerks, annoyances, flooding onto the independent media to try and cause problems, like they did for RBN's website earlier, more information is starting to come out, including their actual little booklet on how to go in and cause trouble and how to attack people and attack their credibility without actually having any facts or logic to back up your argument. It's pure, pure propaganda. Now, a lot of the institutions on the net are already compromised, and we've seen that many, many times. The story from Glenn Greenwald about government manipulation and disruption of the internet was posted to Reddit numerous times and promptly deleted. So they're compromised here. Over at Financial Times, they ran briefly a story on gold price manipulation. And then they immediately deleted it, but of course that doesn't accomplish anything because once it's on the net, it's copied off and it's saved everywhere. And the story was put up verbatim over at Zero Hedge, on the theory that it was simply a computer error that resulted in this story being Orwellized from Financial Times website, and there really wasn't a phone call from the Federal Reserve and Wall Street and bankers to say, really, you got to take that story off. Because we know that sort of thing never, ever happens here in the United States of America. There was a video about Ron Paul that has been posted to YouTube and removed by YouTube twice. The compromised assets online are becoming equally obvious, just like we all know about the NSA went out and struck these deals with companies like RSA Security and Google and Facebook, and obviously the government is striking deals with YouTube and Reddit and various other popular websites to control what you, the American people, are allowed to see, which is, of course, why websites like mine and Republic Broadcasting continue to grow in their audience. People want the truth. And ultimately, they're going to go where they can get the truth. They're not going to be distracted by all the little sexy bimbos in their very short skirts that they have in the corporate media. I mean, Fox News has just gone totally over to the babe fest. And it's not working. Really is not working. Here is an indicator of how bad things are in this country. In Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, which admittedly does have a higher per capita wage and salary and standard of living than the rest of the nation, because all the money's flowing in there. And they want all their little federal workers to be happy. Remember, federal government workers, on average, are paid 50% more than people doing the exact same job in the private sector. The federal government uses your tax dollars to buy the loyalty of those federal workers. They don't want to lose those cushy, well-paying jobs. They'll never say anything about the federal government. They've sold their souls for that little uplift in the paycheck. Despite this, the homeless population in Washington, D.C. is up 135% over last year. Major, major homeless problem all across the country. You were talking about that ridiculous law that was passed, I think it was in South Carolina the other day, where if you're feeding the homeless, you have to get a $120 permit from the local government first, and it takes 15 days to get the permit. People can starve to death in 15 days. Amazing here. Now, we've been talking a lot about the police and how badly they act, but we have here a sterling example of the police acting the way they should, leaping into action, just dedicated to finding the criminal here, just moving as quickly as possible. And apparently it's up there in San Francisco, in an area called Atherton, which is where the 1% happen to live. And apparently somebody got in there and sprayed some graffiti on some of these very expensive homes that said things like, well, blank the 1%. And by golly, the police were there on the spot. They're going to find this miscreant and give him what for. You know, murder, no big deal. Rape, no big deal. You know, but you insult the 1%, you will pay for that one. The police know what their job is, and it's to protect that 1% from the rest of us from whom the 1% stole their wealth by gaming the whole system here. Another little story, this is reported in the British press, this is a story coming out of Florida. Apparently, there were two students at this Florida school that had the exact same name, Cody Williams. Same age, and went to the same school. A young underage girl accused Cody Williams of sexually assaulting her. Police simply grabbed the first kid named Cody Williams and threw him in jail for 35 days. They had the wrong guy. Didn't bother showing a picture of him to the girl. Just said, oh, Cody Williams, that's it. Throw him in jail. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Doing it, fighting fair, oh, maybe I'd pray to the Lord. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We've got a couple more Stinky Badges stories about the cops in this country and how completely out of control they are and how the government is absolutely just not going to do anything about it because they need the police out here to keep the general population terrorized into silence. It's not working, but they're going to keep on doing it here. Story out of Saginaw, Michigan, where apparently this homeless man helped himself to a cup of coffee at a convenience store and walked out without paying it. That is the extent of this guy's crime. Homeless man. When police arrived, they saw that he had a knife on his belt, and the police did not attempt to talk him down, didn't say drop the knife or drop the coffee. They simply pulled their guns and shot the guy dead on the spot. Fired a total of 47 bullets. They hit the man 11 times. See, 11 out of 47. These cops need to be out at the gun range a little bit more. This incident was recorded on the cell phones of witnesses. Police came up, saw the guy with the coffee, saw he was wearing a knife, and just shot him down. Didn't even try and say, you're under arrest. Just gunned him down. The U.S. Department of Justice has just announced these officers will not be charged. Think about that one for a while. Another very bizarre story coming out of New York. There were two New York City police officers who apparently raped a woman while they were on duty back in 2008. And it all began where these officers encountered this woman who was very, very, very drunk and took her back up to her apartment. And while they were there, had sex with her, apparently multiple times. And the woman, of course, filed suit. They had the officers admitting to having sex with her. And these officers got acquitted on the defense claim that this woman was so drunk she wasn't able to say no. That's it. Apparently in New York, drunk women are legally unrapeable, and the cops got away with it completely. Stands quite in contrast with that guy who got 35 years in prison for shooting a police dog. And by the way, no police officer who shot a homeowner's dog has ever been punished for it. Complete double standard. Now then, you probably remember not too long ago this Carnival cruise ship that lost all power and was drifting around the Caribbean for like a week. And the raw sewage was piling up in the hallways, and they didn't have enough food, didn't have enough water. It was just the ship was completely mechanically dead, and there have been a whole bunch of lawsuits filed on it. And the courts have said, yeah, obviously negligence did lead to the mechanical breakdown. But the punitive and civil damages filed for by the passengers have been refused because the judge said the company did not breach its contract with the passengers because Carnival never actually explicitly promised the passengers a safe voyage. And this is probably going to be an issue for a lot of other people looking at cruise ship voyages, especially with this ongoing problem with norovirus and the poor maintenance of these cruise ships. But the courts have basically said when you book a ticket on a cruise ship to go on a holiday and a vacation, you know, unless it says on the ticket explicitly, we guarantee you a safe, healthy voyage, if things go wrong, you have no legal recourse. So Carnival is off the hook for punitive damages for all this trauma that these people went through. Probably send them a discount coupon on future future cruises. And again, it's an example of just how we are seeing our nation and its industry just go into decline. They're having to cut corners on ship maintenance. I mean, normally when these cruise ships are built, they have multiple systems. If a generator goes down, there are other generators. If this water pump, there are backups. What we saw in the case of this Carnival ship was multiple system failure, a cascade. Apparently, as I understand it, this ship sailed without all of its systems in working order. And there's a question there. Where are the various government agencies that are supposed to be conducting safety inspections on these ships? Doesn't seem to be working. Let's talk a little bit, a couple of stories from the world of computers. Microsoft publishes, and it's for free, it's not a commercial product, but Microsoft puts out this enhanced mitigation experience toolkit, and it's sort of an add-on for system administrators to put onto their Microsoft computers and large-scale deployments to help defeat some of the more aggressive hacking that people will try and engage in. And apparently, researchers over at Bromium Labs have already discovered a way around what is called the zero-day protection, and basically shows that, once again, the Windows systems are not as secure as they would like you to think they are. Now, I want to hit an important point here about all this cybercrime that's going on out there. And that is the criminal hackers don't have to figure out ways into your system. They just have to find the ones mandated by the National Security Agency, because they know they're there, and more importantly, they don't know that anybody using those exploits will not be detected by the antivirus security software. Now, if I win the presidency in 2016, one of the first things I will do in office is I will impose harsher penalties for cybercrime, like crucifixion live on national TV. And if the hackers are in reasonable health, it'll take them 4 to 5 days to die on that cross. And we'll have a live close-up on their face to send a message to the other cyber criminals. Of course, the U.S. government doesn't want the cybercrime problem to go away, because, first of all, it justifies the budgets for the FBI and all these other agencies that are supposed to be dealing with the problem but don't actually do that. Second, this out-of-control cybercrime problem forces you, the computer user, to buy hundreds of dollars worth of security software, which also has its built-in NSA backdoors. And right now, the American business model has moved away from building and selling you things that you want, because of that pesky possibility you might decide you don't want it, into a system that forces you to buy things that you really don't want and don't need because of the cyber security threat. And that's good for the, it stimulates the economy when you're buying all this computer security software. And that will do to prop the economy along here a little bit. Apparently, a lot of cybercrime is starting to focus more and more on smartphones and tablets, to find those people who use smartphones and tablets to interact with their bank accounts, which I wouldn't do, and I don't do, and I don't think you should be doing. You know, I'm sure my companies I do business with think I'm a Luddite. I still want to use paper and ink checks and the rest of that situation here. And even with all that, you know, my wife got hit last Christmas because of one of these little radio chip credit cards, contactless. It's hygienic. You're not touching the same surface that all these other customers did. And it turned out to just, again, be an open invitation to computer theft. Apparently, there's been another discovery of a massive database of identity information out there in the black market, a huge treasure trove. It's just wide open out there. And the NSA made us wide open. They created these doors so they could spy on you, and those doors are there for the computer criminals. Maybe the computer criminals are the NSA. It's not like they're obeying the law anyway. Maybe all these data breaches into Target and Neiman Marcus and all this, maybe it's the NSA. They're not doing anything else. They certainly aren't finding criminals and terrorists. Maybe they got bored playing their World of Warcraft and looking at online porn and say, it's just, you know, we got all this hardware. We've got all these back doors. Let's make some money. Wouldn't be surprised at all. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on, at the Department of Energy's WIP plant outside Carlsbad, New Mexico. Because starting about a couple of weeks ago, the alarms went off of a radiation release. The government is saying it's nothing, it's survivable, pay no attention. People downwind with Geiger counters are saying the exact opposite. There has been a new development that I think says we should be paying very careful attention to what's going on down there in Carlsbad. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this situation down in Carlsbad, New Mexico, at the Department of Energy's WIP plant. This is a supposedly safe, permanent, long-term storage facility for the waste products from the manufacture of nuclear weapons here in the United States. And 2 weeks ago, the alarm started ringing that there was an airborne release of radiation in the facility. Now, the official word from the government is it's no big deal, nothing to see here, move along. But we are also hearing that it is the radiation is so intense down in the area where whatever it is that happened, they still can't get down there. And now we're getting word that on February 20th, the Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque, New Mexico, awarded a sole source contract to MRI Corporation from Texas for 1,200 particulate radiation suits. So the question needs to be asked, why all of a sudden is this Air Force base in New Mexico getting these radiation suits? These are heavy-duty radiation suits. Are they getting ready to deal with possible more problems? One theory that is being advanced and makes a lot of sense is that this WIP plant was storing the waste materials in these large underground caverns, and one of the caverns may have simply caved in, which would crush and breach all of the storage drums for this radioactive material. But we need to keep an eye on that. You know, never mind radiation from Fukushima, never mind radiation from Chernobyl. We've got Hanford and now WIP to be looking at right here in the United States of America. We were talking last week about there's been a statistical surge in the number of serious major birth defects in the state of Washington. And there was all this talk going on about, oh, Fukushima, no, it couldn't be. You're just being silly. And my issue was, forget about Fukushima. Look at Hanford. Right there in the middle of the state of Washington, it is recognized as the dirtiest nuclear waste disposal site in the country, if not the world. There's a reckless disregard by our government when it comes to weapons and weapon systems. We actually have to deal with that here in Hawaii. If you go out on your fishing boat or sailboat and you're using the maritime chart, you will see areas that are marked off as being where the U.S. government at the end of World War II just dumped all the leftover munitions, including chemical and biological weapon shells, in a big pile on the floor of the ocean. And the chart is marked so you don't do any trawl netting in the area or even put down a line, because you don't want to touch any of that stuff. But, you know, it's not going to last forever down there. It's salt water. It's corrosive. But the people who just dumped it down there said, oh, it's out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, when it starts leaking and toxifying the ocean, that's way in the future. I don't need to worry about that. I'll be gone by then. And I was having a conversation with a very good friend earlier today about this war mindset, where everybody just gets all caught up on victory. We must have victory. No other considerations matter. We'll create these dangerous chemicals and dangerous germs and radioactive weapons. We must have victory. And after it's all over, it's somebody else's problem to deal with the aftermath. You know, and in older times where it was spears and arrows and stuff, there really wasn't a problem. People finding that stuff would say, oh, look, I got a souvenir of the Peloponnesian War here. I'm going to hang it on the wall. But when you're talking about these dangerous chemicals and radioactivity that last a very long time, and you just say, ah, we'll just throw it in the ocean. It's not our problem to worry about anymore. Eventually, it has to be somebody's problem. And we're seeing all these issues with leaking radioactive storage sites, where all of this horrible stuff created by nuclear weapons development is supposed to be safely stored. And now we find out, no, it wasn't safe. They just told us that, so we'd go along with the idea that, you know, nuclear weapons are good if we, as long as we're the only ones who have them. Do you remember this little, I'll use the term loosely, educational film you probably saw in grade school about surviving a nuclear attack, and it featured Bert the Turtle? And the whole thing was, when you see the flash, duck and cover, duck and cover. And I love that one scene where they had this family out having a picnic in the park, and there's the flash of light, and they pull the picnic cloth over their heads and huddle there. And we know that's not going to do a darn thing to keep them alive in a nuclear explosion. Most of the things shown in that documentary wouldn't really work. So, yes, you get under your desk at the school. If that ceiling, if that roof comes down, you're still going to be dead anyway. These so-called safety precautions were marginal at best, and it turned out later on the U.S. government knew it was all nonsense. The point of that documentary wasn't to help you survive a nuclear attack. It was to sell the idea that nuclear war was survivable and winnable, to silence opposition to the escalation of nuclear weapons. It's just another really big, huge lie. Now then, by the way, little side note here. Somebody posted an article at What Really Happened, why we need an outright ban on fracking, and I would say, yeah, we seriously need to get that under control. We've got the problems with all of these fracking quakes that are being triggered by this, these highly toxic chemicals that are getting into groundwater supplies, and once they're in there, you can't get them out. It is a horrible situation. And I love this story that came out earlier in the week about how the CEO of Exxon, who's been one of these people out there screaming, we must have fracking, we must have that, and now apparently he is suing a fracking company to keep them from drilling a fracking well near his own home. Little bit of hypocrisy there. You know, fracking is good as long as it's not in my backyard, saith the 1%. Now, there's a story I got here out of naturalnews.com, and they're talking about a new documentary, 10 Years of Failure, Farmers Deceived by GM Corn, and it's basically talking about what has happened down in the Philippines. Now, 10 years ago, the Philippine government approved the growing of genetically modified crops for commercial cultivation. And its farming industry and farmers are now far worse off than they were 10 years ago. Because it shows how the farmers were lied to about what the GM technology was going to do. They're now in massive debt because these genetically modified crops are producing lower yields of saleable product than their natural counterparts. And so they've been driven into poverty. Remember that story from the GM cotton in India where the farmers were just committing suicide all over the place. We were lied to about the genetically modified crops. Their resistance to certain bugs is temporary. They do not produce more food than the natural varieties. They produce less. But it's all about creating a monopoly of food production centered on Monsanto and the other U.S. GM companies. And these U.S. genetic companies want to have a monopoly on global food production, just like the Federal Reserve wanted to have a monopoly on all currency creation. And I think this is why we saw these bogus court decisions where the owners of farms that were farming naturally and organically when they were contaminated by the GMO pollen and the court said, oh, you're using their patents without their permission, and they'd sue them and they'd take the farms away, give them to the large corporations. I think the goal of these GMO corporations is to absolutely destroy all natural organic food production, to force the world to come to the United States of America and buy their genetically engineered seeds in order to be able to grow food. It's an enforced dependence on these American biotechnology companies. And other countries are resisting it here. I mean, the EU has approved this because it's a big moneymaker. Hungary is defying the European Union leadership in Brussels and say, we don't want this stuff in our country. Remember, not too long ago, they literally burned all the GMO fields in Hungary to make sure that pollen was dead. And this could be another faction or fraction, if you will, that might lead to the eventual breakup of the European Union, because the Europeans don't want the GMO technology. They understand there are major problems with it. We're seeing it in France and Hungary. And it's also reminding the world, just because a government says something is safe doesn't make it so. Very often, it is dangerous, but the government is saying it's safe because, hey, they're getting their mafia-like piece of the action. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadmiller is next up in our programming lineup, and he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you today as well. So stay safe, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, and aloha, America.